the tree of life. This was planted in the midst of the garden. It was also a fruit-bearing tree. It would seem to have been as accessible as the tree of knowledge. For after the man had eaten of this, he was driven out of the garden that he might not touch that likewise. Its fruit, however, was of a quality entirely opposite to that of which they had eaten. Both trees bore good fruit, but that of the tree of life had the quality of perpetuating the living existence of the eater forever. This appears from the testimony of Moses, who reports that after the transgressors had received judgment, the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life, and eat and live for ever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground whence he was taken." From this we learn that the Lord God had instituted this tree to give life, and that Adam was aware of what would result from eating of its fruit. It is probable that had he been obedient to the law of the tree of knowledge, he would have been permitted to eat of the tree of life after he had fulfilled his destiny as an animal man, and instead of dying away into dust, have been changed in the twinkling of an eye, as Enoch was, and as they are to be, who shall be ready for the Lord at his coming. But of this we can say nothing certain, because nothing is testified on the subject, and beyond the testimony our faith cannot go, though opinion and credulity may. If then Adam had eaten of the tree of life, he would have been changed from a living soul into a soul capable of living for ever. And not only capable, but it would seem that being immortal, the Lord God would have permitted him to remain so, for we are not to suppose that if a thing become capable of undying existence, therefore its creator cannot destroy it. Consequently, if Adam, as a sinner, had eaten of the tree of life, his immortality would have been only permitted and not necessitated, contrary to the power of the Lord God. To have permitted Adam and Eve to become deathless, and to remain so, in a state of good and evil, such as the world experiences, would have been a disproportionate and unmerciful punishment. It would have been to populate the earth with deathless sinners, and to convert it into the abode of deathless giants in crime. In other words, the earth would have become what creed theologians describe hell to be, in their imagination. The good work of the sixth day would then have proved a terrible mishap, instead of the nucleus of a glorious manifestation of divine wisdom and power. But a world of undying sinners in a state of good and evil was not according to the divine plan. This required first the sanctification of sinners, then their probation, and afterwards their exaltation, or humiliation, according to their works. Therefore, lest Adam should invert this order and put on immortality before he should be morally renewed or purified from sin, and the moral likeness of God be formed in him again, the Lord God expelled him from the dangerous vicinity of the tree of life. He drove him forth that he should not then become incorruptible and deathless. The first intimation of immortality for man is contained in the text before us. In this instance, it eluded his grasp. He was expelled lest he should eat and live forever. It was because immortality belonged to this tree, or rather was communicable by or through it to the eater, that it was styled the tree of the lives, for that is its name when literally rendered. The phrase of the lives is particularly appropriate, for it was the tree of endless life, both to Adam and Eve, if permitted to eat of it. If the world, enticing to sin, be fitly represented by the serpent-entwined tree, imparting death to its victim, Christ, who has overcome the world as the giver of life to his people, is well set forth by the other tree in the midst of the garden, which was a beautiful emblem of the incarnated power and wisdom of the Deity, planted as the tree of life in the future paradise of God.